I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
Just say a bit about the average church and then what that can do to move beyond average.
All right. I'm telling you this. This is an interesting point. The average church, actually, there are a number of non-denominational churches in this group. And I'll tell you why. It's pretty interesting. And those of you who know Reveal know that one of our hallmark findings is that there are really four segments of a pathway, if you will, of spiritual development. The first step is exploring Christ. The second is growing in Christ. The third is close to Christ. And then the fourth one is being Christ-centered. This is the people, right? These are the stages of spiritual development they're in. The loudest voice in almost all churches, Neil, is the growing in Christ voice, which is the growing in Christ is kind of the new believer or, you know, I'm involved in all these church activities and I raise my hand and I get involved in all this stuff. But when I walk out the door, I'm not that confident in my faith. I don't talk about my faith. I don't live into my faith. I'm much more confident in this nice self-contained church community that I have. So that growing in Christ voice sometimes lulls pastors into thinking that there's more spiritual development going on than there is. Because what they see is they see people lining up to get into all their church activities, and that means that they're going to turn into followers of Christ. Of course, that's why we create all these activities. I was in church work for years, and I loved that. These next steps, we want them to turn into disciples of Christ. We think that these activities will help them, but the truth is sometimes the activities blur us or keep us from seeing that the hearts really are not being transformed. The behaviors might look great, but the heart isn't going in the direction we want it to go. For an average church, you know what? The first step for an average church, I'm going to be honest, is that same one for the complacent church, which is really that first love check. And it's a leadership thing. Have the average church leaders become average themselves? I mean, I I've talked to some of them, and they hate to talk like that, but, you know, have they lost that love, lost that first love? But the second step for an average church is really to start considering what is a defined discipleship pathway. And I talked about the segments there. I think sometimes our people get locked into a position of jumping into church activities to some extent because they are unaware that there are other stages of spiritual maturity out there. And somehow they believe the activities are, in fact, creating a faith that, honestly, it remains more shallow than it could be because they aren't engaging in the types of things that really would advance their journey, like personal spiritual practices.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.